So then you walked, actually.
Yes.
To the general government section. And how far was that?
As I recall, it wasn't very far from Lodz. I would say the border between general government and the German incorporated Poland was not more than maybe 50 miles, 40 to 50 miles.
Was that the last time you saw your house when you walked out that door?
Correct.
That had to be a real emotional time for you.
It was very emotional. Very emotional, and I was very young, and I wasn't sure that it didn't have lasting effect on my psyche. It probably did. A lasting effect on my psyche.
What could you take with you?
One briefcase.
The only clothes is what you had on your back.
Right. Since we didn't have a pass to the Polish occupied section, we didn't want to appear to be moving. We feared that by having a heavy bag, we would look suspicious to them. And that's why I took only one briefcase.
What was life like in the general government section, and how long were you there?
I lived there through my conscription into the Polish Home Army, which you call the Polish Underground. And I did not volunteer. I was drafted into the Polish Home Army. The Polish military resistance movement called itself the Polish Home Army. English written history says that that term did not come into being until 42. But I was drafted by the Polish Home Army in the fore part of 1940. So the Poles did use it even before.
So Home Army and Underground is the same thing.
Correct.
Back to you're in the general government section. How Spartan was that? What did you sleep in? And these clothes you had were the only ones in your back. Talk to us about the life there.
We were lucky because my father had a brother in Warsaw with an apartment. So we, for a short time, moved in with him. He was a Warsaw resident before World War II. He had the connection, and he secured a place for us to rent.
I'm trying to understand why the Germans wanted some of the Polish people to move over here near Warsaw out of Lodz. What was the meaning behind all that?
As I view it today, looking back, the Germans wanted to get rid of the Polish-speaking population of my hometown, but didn't have the wherewithal to pick them up and move them all at once. The railroads were not that efficient. There were too many Poles. So they resorted to limited forcible resettlement, where they would pick a certain part of Poland, dispossess the Poles of their apartments or homes, put them on the train, ship them into the general government region. But they couldn't do it regularly and all at once. So people like me, who anticipated being resettled sooner or later, did it surreptitiously. They wanted to encourage a voluntary movement. That perhaps was not an unanticipated and not unencouraged movement of population, because I didn't see any great effort by the German police or the German military to stop the voluntary exodus of Polish people from Lodz into the general government region.
You're living in this apartment.
Right.
And in great fear,
Yes.
Basically staying in that apartment, I imagine. Did you go out and about, visit with other people, or were you allowed to?
Yes. Peaceful life was slowly returning, but quite a few restrictions came to be sprung on the civilian population. A lot of street police actions. People would be picked up in the streets and shipped into concentration camps.
Polish people?
Polish people. Non-Jewish people.
Because they were just out and about?
It was, as I see it, part of the Great Terror that they wanted to inflict upon the population. The uncertainty, and maybe felt that that would discourage underground activity. It didn't. If anything, it fostered a spirit of resistance.
Must have been tremendous. We've talked about fear, but tremendous anger?
Anger and fear, both. Tremendous fear, because if you left early in the morning to go to work, and there was some work for Poles, you didn't know if you would return home that evening.
So then your family, and your father included, because he didn't have any banking business then.
Right. He reconnected with some of his friends in Warsaw and was able to do something on a limited basis, very limited.
Did you have a feeling that this is the end? This is as old as I'm ever going to live? This is not going to go anywhere?
Yes, I think that was not only my and my family's state of mind, but the general state of mind. And by January of 1940, we gave up all hope. That was before the German invasion of France that came in May. In January, we gave up all hope for being rescued by the Western Allies.